Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated. Rhema Bible Church, Wednesday evening. Everybody doing all right tonight? Well, I am so honored to be here. Before we start, I just want to say a thank you to Pastor Denise and the Hagen family for having me here. I believe what will be said tonight, I want to start this way. I come with grace in what's about to be said tonight. I want everybody to open up their heart, and I want to make this clear, I'm not trying to call anybody out tonight, but I believe the Word of God, it convicts us of who we really are. You know, it says in John that the Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness. Amen? And so I believe tonight what will be said when we talk about setting physical goals is to call us to who we really are, who we were created to be. Amen? And so I'm so excited to be here. You know, this topic burns. There's a passion on the inside of me. This is what we do for a living. This is everything that we've dedicated our life to, helping people become healthy, the best version of themselves. And I believe that the Word of God teaches us about who we were created to be: spirit, soul, and body. Amen? You know, our bodies were created by God. This is the earth suit that we have while we're here. So before we get into the slides, I do want to give a quick testimony about some things. My dad was just up here during the announcements, and those of you who have been around for a while, you know that my dad's gone through a little bit of a transformation. And so, yeah, my dad, you know, so I'll just give you a little backstory. My whole life that I've known my dad was an athlete in college. He played college basketball, golf, baseball. He was an athlete. Kind of after his athletic career, that's when, you know, the weight started to come on, you could say. Okay, and so, you know, he's always been athletic, but after you're an athlete, a lot of times what happens if you're not training and working out is you can just kind of get in the habit of not being lazy, but just, oh, I'm blessed. And, you know, that can just happen over time. And eventually it got to a place where my dad struggled with his weight. And, you know, it was something that my mom, my family, we talked to him about. And there were many times that my dad would start and kind of regress or get an injury or something, and he'd start and he'd you know, make some leeway and then kind of get back. And you know, it was even to the point where those of you that know him, I'm kind of calling him out here, but he's okay with it. It would get to the point where he would be falling asleep when he should have been awake. He'd be falling asleep in his desk chair. He'd be falling asleep at home in the chair, and naps are okay, but listen, he was supposed to be awake. He didn't have the energy. He wasn't sleeping well through the night. His quality of life was suffering. And it got to the point where injuries were happening. Health things were happening. And myself and my sister, we've started to have kids now. And we're grown up and having families. And we see our kids being born. And my dad has his grandkids here. And, you know, he says that he loves them and he cares for them. But what we started to you know, try to get him to understand was that his actions weren't lining up with what he said, how much he loved them. You know, we want him there for their graduations. We want him there for their sports games. We want him not just there, but able to be there. You know what I'm saying? So there's a time when we went on a beach vacation a couple years ago. And I remember this because I didn't have kids yet, but my sister had one, and we were on the beach playing, and where's Dad? He's asleep upstairs. And it's okay to sleep on vacation, but where was he? He was up there. Why? He was tired. It was a long walk to come down there. You know, if he's down there, he's probably going to take a nap on the beach. And that's how it was. Fast forward to this past summer, we went on vacation, and my dad's doing a workout on the beach. He's running with the grandkids. He's playing with them. We went and played golf. He's having a grand old time. He's getting in the ocean. He's coming out. He's able to live his life. You know, it's something that you know, I haven't. My dad's my hero. I look up to him in so many ways. And my mom told me this, and I'm trying not to get emotional, but she told me through this process that she felt like she got her husband back. Because they're able to go on walks with each other, go on day dates with each other, do things together. Why? Because he got his health back. Another man of God I want to talk about real quick is Brother Jeremiah Harris, who I love very dearly. Those of you that know him know that he's gone through an insane transformation as well. Jeremiah knows what he is called to. Jeremiah knows the call that God has on his life, and he knows that there are people for him to reach. He knows that there are trips for him to go on. He knows that there are things in the kingdom of God for him to accomplish. And so he decided, you know what, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to commit to it. Now, if my dad and Jeremiah, would you two come up here real quick? Before you throw that up there, just come on up here. You guys just stand there. So I want to show you, this is what they were like beforehand. Throw this up there. And look at them now. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. I love you. Thank you so much. They've made a change, amen? And not only did they make a change, but what they did is they got their life back. And they made a change to where that they can do what God has called them to do. And so tonight, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about taking care of our bodies. Taking care of our bodies. You know, we mentioned before, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. You know, the Bible tells us that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. This was Paul praying, and he said, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." There it tells us, our spirit, soul, and body. I want everybody to touch their body right now. Say, "This is my body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in this body." Your body is not the real you. The real you is your spirit man on the inside. But how many of you know you live in this body? Amen. For you to do what God has called you to do here on this earth, you need this body. And I got news for you. God has only given you one body. One body. We can go up to that next slide here. You know, Scripture tells us many things about our body, but something a little that you probably haven't thought about is in John chapter 2 and verse 13. I want to look here. John chapter 2 and verse 13. This is Jesus here. You guys are probably familiar with this scripture, but it says this: "The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and the money changers sitting there. And making a cord of whips, he drove them out of the temple with sheep and oxen. He poured out the coins of the money changers, overturned their tables, and he told those who sold the pigeons, 'Take these things away and do not make my father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This is in scripture where we all know this is the time where Jesus got angry. I want you to make the connection. Jesus got angry at something that was taking place in his temple. Jesus had a righteous anger. He drove out what did not belong in his temple. You could say Jesus cared about his temple. And then we all know this, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20. "For do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" Think about that. The one time in scripture that Jesus got upset was about the temple of God. And yet scripture says you are now that temple. Jesus cares about your body. He cares about your body. And if Jesus cares about your body, well, you ought to care about it as well. Amen. And so we want to look at some things tonight. Let's go to that next slide. One of the holiest things that you can do is take care of your body. Now, I know we're in a time where we have to understand that spiritual things are not just fleshly. Okay, we understand that. You know, the things of the spirit are not seen with the natural eye, and that, you know, we're developing our spirit man on the inside, and we pray and we fast. We do all the things that God has called us to do in the kingdom. But in order for you to do what God has called you to do in the kingdom, in this life, in this day, you need your body. I believe that every single one of you, however many years you have remaining here, have a plan and a purpose for your life. There are things that God has called you to. There are people that God needs you to reach. There are people's eternities attached to the days coming with you in mind. You have a part to play in what God is doing here on the earth in 2025. You're on His team. And guess what? You need your body to play in the game. One of the holiest things that you can do in surrender to God, what He has called you to do, is say, God, I'm going to take care of this body. Amen? Let's go to that next slide here. God's purpose for your life requires you. How many of you know you're not a robot? God doesn't work you like a puppet. You have a say in what you wear. You have a say in what you do. You've got will. You cannot accomplish what God has called you to do if you aren't here and you aren't healthy. Amen? God needs you here. And I know some of you are thinking right now, like, oh, He's just looking right directly in my eyes and calling me out. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to let the Word of God raise you up to what you're called to. I'm trying to let the Word of God be a mirror so you can look at it and say, this is who I was created to be. We've got more. We've got more. Let's go to that next one. God's best you, I'm going to try to be practical for the remainder tonight. God's best you, the best version of you, the one God created you to be, that person works out, that person eats well, and that person is a good steward of the body or the earth suit that God has given them. Amen? When we're talking about taking care of our body, we need to understand that God gave this to me. God gave me this body, so I need to take care of it. Let's go to that next one there. When talking about taking care of our bodies, we need to understand a very important principle. A lot of times when people think about working out and training or whatever it is, they think about just being so motivated to work out. And you know, a lot of times that happens on January 1st, New Year's resolutions, New Year, new me. I'm going to make a change this year. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to get after it. Somebody else is doing it. I'm getting along with them, and I'm so motivated. And then what happens? Usually they stop. Pastor Denise talked about it last week. Quitters Friday last week on the 10th, where majority of Americans stop their New Year's resolutions. Well, a lot of times when people set goals, they set them in a emotional state of motivation. And in order for you to reach the goals that you set for yourself, you've got to understand, I'm not going to reach them off of motivation. I'm going to reach them off of discipline. Discipline is greater than motivation. Let's go to that next one here. Motivation is a feeling. Discipline is a decision. For you to take care of your body, for you to work out, for you to eat healthy, for you to have good temple care, you've got to understand, I'm not always going to feel like doing it. Look, if you always felt like doing it, if everybody did, everybody would do it. Are you motivated to brush your teeth? Or do you do it because that's what you're supposed to do? Or, I mean, your teeth will fall out, but hey. What? You've made a decision. No, this is who I am. I brush my teeth. I'm not motivated every night. Woohoo! Let's do this. No, what? I put the toothpaste on my toothbrush and I brush my teeth at that time because that's what I'm supposed to do. Why? Because I take care of myself. The same should be true with taking care of our bodies. You're not always going to feel like doing it. You're not always going to be motivated to do it. Hey, sometimes you are, and great, ride that motivation wave. But there's going to come a point in time where you got to understand, I'm making a decision to take care of myself because this is the body that God gave me. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the place where God's Spirit and my spirit dwell. And for me to accomplish what God has called me to do, I've got to take care of this body. You've got to make that decision. And it's going to happen, you make that decision on the days where you don't feel like doing it. Discipline also goes into other areas of life as well. It goes into your prayer life. it goes into you reading the word. Look, you don't always feel like doing it. But what? You make a decision that regardless of what I feel, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Now, I know Pastor Denise, you know, I grew up in the children's church here, and so she mentioned she was my children's pastor, and when we were talking about things, she said something one time about this being big church, because, you know, it was kids' church and big church. But this is big church. We're all big boys and big girls. It's time we grow up. It's time we grow up. Look, you've got to understand, you are in control of you. You are responsible for yourself. Nobody else takes care of you but you. Pastor Hagin talks about it all the time. You've got to learn how to pray for yourself. What? On the other hand, you've got to learn how to take care of yourself. Being a good steward of what God has given you. Let's go to that next one here. Now, I see my dear friend here, Jamie Gilbert, and I want to give him a special shout out because a lot of what we're going to teach next, Jamie changed my life with. The trajectory of my life, he changed with. I love you, Jamie. Thank you so much. But I want to go over some things here. We're talking about setting goals for our physical, and I'm going to give you guys some practical things about setting goals for your physical. Many times when people think of goals, they think of this big outcome-based goal. I want to weigh 175 pounds. I want to lose 200 pounds. I want to X, Y, or Z. And many times, because they set this big goal, they forget what it takes to get there. And so I want to encourage you guys or challenge you tonight, instead of having these big goals, well, it's important to set them, instead of being so focused on what the outcome is, start to look at the commitments it takes to get there. So here's some examples. You know, many times goals are you want to get this job, you want to make this much money, you want to lose this much weight, you want to get this accolade or this reward or this, you know, award, whatever it is, you want to make this much money, you want to have this, you know, whatever it is. Many times these things, one, are outside of your control. And two, why are you setting a limit on yourself? But see, if you can change your mindset to switch to commitments, commitments are things that are within your control. What are things within your control? How you talk to yourself, what your routine is throughout your day, what you do with the seconds that you have in the day, your perspective on things, how you communicate with people, what your attitude is, what you're focused on. These things are within your control. And when we talk about setting goals for our physical, we have to come to the place where we understand what is within my control today. What can I do with my body today? You know, for my dad and for Jeremiah, the weight just didn't fall off them overnight. But they did something every single day where they made a decision that was within their control. Amen? Let's go to that next one here. Instead of saying, talking about physical, instead of saying, I want to weigh this much weight, I want to challenge you to commit to habits that will help you get there. They're within your control. And so what are those habits? I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to eat what I'm supposed to eat. What does that mean? I am so focused on today and this moment, I'm going to work out at this time, and I'm going to eat the food I'm supposed to eat, that I'm not thinking about the scale in 3 months. No, what can I do today? God, what have you placed in front of me today to accomplish? You know, for you to fulfill the plan of God for your life, you've got to do what he's called you to today. In this moment, in this day. So many times we get so focused on dreaming big and the big picture that we forget what we're called to today. You know what you're called to today? To take care of yourself. If God has called you to go to Africa on this mission trip in 7 months, but you don't take care of what you're supposed to now, you don't go on the walks that you're supposed to go on, you don't get healthy, you don't prepare, you don't do what you're supposed to do, when that time comes in 7 months, what if you aren't ready? Well, God just didn't call me to it. Or maybe you weren't a good steward. Listen, I'm not trying to call anybody out, but there are things in your future that God has for you to do. And we've got to understand that for me to do what God has called me to do, I've got to take care of this body. I'm going to commit to what I need to so that I can fill God's call in my life. Amen. And so I want to give you some practical things tonight. Some practical things that we can look at. Let's go to that next slide. I want to mention this first. Taking care of your body is less about events of health and more about a lifestyle of healthy habits. You are what you consistently do, not what you occasionally do. I'm a prayer. You prayed one time last year. You are what you consistently do, not what you occasionally do. And so when we're talking about taking care of our health, taking care of our body, you want to make it a lifestyle. That what? I take care of myself because that's just part of my life. What? I walk, I stretch, I drink my water, I eat healthy, I do what I'm supposed to do because that's my life. Anybody can go to the gym and do an intense workout one time. And honestly, a lot of you would probably do very well. But what about the next day? And the next day? And the next day? You are what you consistently do, not what you occasionally do. Amen? Let's go to that next one there. Now, this is part of the harsh reality, but I want to go over this. There's some statistics here. Obesity in the United States, it affects about 100 million, which is 42% of adults, and 14.7 million, nearly 20% of children. And it accounts for, look at that, $147 billion of annual healthcare costs. Nearly 4 million people die each year from obesity. Now, I want to say this, obesity caused illnesses a lot of times are within your control. And I know there's some people out there that want to argue with me on this, but that's fine. If you're just honest with yourself, you understand what I'm saying. And now here's the truth of the matter. The Word of God teaches us that we are redeemed from every sickness and every disease. Amen? You know, we are not bound to these things. Christ has redeemed you from these things. I want to say this. Just because you're free from it doesn't mean that you should stick around and see if it bites. You're free from all these things, yet that doesn't give you the ability, or it doesn't give you the, you know, freedom to just step and see, oh, if it bites. Oh, why did it bite me? A lot of times what happens, you know, thank God for our church. Thank God for the anointing that's here. And thank God for, you know, the pink stripes not here anymore. But thank God for the healing lines that have taken place and the countless people, I mean, thousands of people that have been healed here under the anointing. But I start to wonder, how many times do people come up here because they have a headache to get healing for a headache when they were just eating sugar all day long before they came? Sunday morning, you go to Starbucks and get a splash of coffee with your milkshake and wonder why your head hurts. Look, I'll say it, okay? Why is that what you're putting in the temple of God? And then, just pray for me, bro. I'm not feeling well. Yeah, you know why? You're not taking care of your body. God has given you this body. It's time to take care of it. Look, a lot of those statistics, and some of you, this is a wake-up call because you know that God has some things that you still got to accomplish here on earth. You know there's some books, there's some places to go, there's people, there's things that God has placed on the inside of you that you need to get out. And yet, what if the thing holding back you getting those out was taking care of your body? Come on. It's time to wake up, it's time to grow up, and it's time to take care of this temple that God's given us. Amen? Let's go to that next one. Okay. Here's the practical part for you guys. I'm done calling you out. There are three areas of life that I want to challenge you to commit to that will help you take care of this body. Okay, there's three. Everybody say move, eat, and rest. I know everybody's just really wanting to hear that last one, rest. That sounds good. Eat. Move, eat, and rest. Let's go to the first one there, move. Here are some things that I encourage you to take a picture of this or write these down. Here are things that you can commit to taking care of your physical, okay? The first one there, 40 to 60 minutes of movement a day. Now, what do I mean by movement? This could be resistance training. This could be walking. It could be stretching. Some of you, it's just standing up and walking into the kitchen and walking back. Some of you, it's walking around your house and praying. Some of you, it's playing with your kids. Some of you, it's running an errand. Whatever it is, 40 to 60 minutes of movement a day. I'm not saying that you got to come sign up at our gym or somebody else's gym, but I do want to tell you this, which Brother Don will correct me next week about finances. You got to start thinking of spending money on your body as an investment and not an expense. When you spend money on taking care of yourself, it's not an expense. You're investing in the body God's given you. Now, obviously, you don't spend more than you have. But how many of you know if you stopped going through drive-thrus, that's quite a bit of money? If you deleted the DoorDash app, that's quite a bit of money. Just be honest. Look, a lot of times it's not a lack of finances, it's a lack of stewardship within the finances you have. Okay? Again, it's not a plug for me. I'm saying take care of yourself. Spend the money that's necessary to take care of this body. What's that mean? Going to the grocery store and getting the food you're supposed to get. Either having a gym membership or having a plan for what you do to exercise. Okay? So 40 to 60 minutes, when you commit to movement, you commit to God's purpose for your life. When you commit to movement, you commit to God's purpose for your life. One of the best things that I could tell you and tips over the years that I've found is to set an appointment for when you will move your body. Many of you have busy lives and many things that go on, and you want to work out, you want to exercise, and you think, I'll do it later in the day, but you never do. Because the feeling that you have the night before of, oh, tomorrow I'm going to exercise, fades away as that day goes on. What? Your kids, this thing comes up, you had a long meeting, you're tired, this happens, and then night winds down, you turn the TV on, you start watching TV, and you go, tomorrow I'm going to get after it. And you never do. Look, set an appointment on your calendar. Whatever time that is, set an appointment. And you know what? When you set the appointment on your calendar, there's no negotiating with yourself. It's on my calendar. I'm going to do it. However silly that is. You guys know something? As church members, with your church membership card, you have access to the Nanowski Recreation Center. There is a walking track in there. There is a gym in there. You also have access to walk in the Rama Park, one of the best parks that we have here. It's so peaceful. You can walk and pray. Your church, this beautiful ground that we have here, walk and pray. You also have access in Tulsa to many parks. You have access, you could go, you know what, they just opened Shields up. That place is big. You could go walk the stairs in there. You could go walk some laps in the mall. Some of you are like, I'm not a mall walker. Hey, maybe it's time. Get the New Balance out. Listen, what am I saying? Take care of your body. Take care of your body. It's time to start movement. 40 to 60 minutes a day. And that's every day. Some of you are like, that many days? Yeah, you can walk 40 minutes a day. You can. You can stretch 40 minutes a day. You can sit in a chair and stretch. Listen, if my grandma's watching right now, my grandma does chair yoga. What? She takes care of her body. She's doing something. No matter how old you are, you can still take care of your body. Amen? All right, let's go to that next one. The next one, eating. So before you guys do that QR code, let me go over this, okay? Eating. Here are some commitments that you can have. You need to be aware of what you're putting in your body. That's the first step. Just be aware of the food that is going in your mouth. Aware. What are you eating? What are you drinking? What are you putting inside the temple of God? Next, I want you guys to make a shift, if you haven't, and focus on protein. Protein, protein, protein. Everybody say protein. Protein is essential. It is essential. It's good for your hair, your skin, your nails, your organs. It's good for your function, how your body functions, the way God created your body to work. Next, I want you guys to understand this. Ditch the fads. Listen, there are so many fads out there, and if you're on social media, everybody's telling you what to do. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. There's keto, there's carnivore, there's intermittent fasting, there's paleo, there's all these diets and fads. You got to do this new thing, this new thing. Guess what? All of those diets, the weight loss diets and things, you know what they have in common? You're in a caloric deficit, meaning you're eating less than your body's burning. Think of it this simple. If your dog was overweight, what would you do? You would feed it less and you would take it on more walks. Okay? The same is true. If you're trying to lose weight, what? You need to eat less than you're burning and you need to move more. Okay? And so keep it simple. The other thing is food is a tool. We need to reframe our mindset on food. Yes, we enjoy food and there's some tasty foods that we can enjoy, but food is a tool. Food is not evil. You know, the Bible doesn't say money is evil. It says the love of money. Well, you can love food and it be bad for you, okay? Food is a tool. And so when you start to understand what it is, how many calories does it have? How much fat does it have? How much protein does it have? How many carbohydrates does it have? What does that do to my body? Understanding some basic nutrition of what you're putting in your body, okay? Now, this QR code there, if you guys already got it, this is a resource for all of you. If you scroll to the bottom of that page, there is a free cookbook for you to download, okay? It is a high-protein cookbook. I think there's like 30 to 50 recipes in this, completely free for you to download. If you don't know where to start, this is a great option, okay? Free cookbook, high-protein options for you to try, okay? Everybody make sure they have enough time to get it on the QR code there. Free cookbook resource for you. Amen. All right, let's go to that next slide. Everybody's favorite. Everybody say rest. When we talk about taking care of our bodies, an important aspect of that is recovery and rest. And I know many of you, I'm just going to be honest, have very bad sleep habits. A lot of times, we're on that device, scrolling. They call it doom scrolling. What? Watching Instagram reels, Facebook reels, watching YouTube videos, watching whatever. And if you're honest with yourself, or even Netflix or the TV or whatever it is, if you're honest with yourself, you could turn it off and go to bed. And you tell yourself the next day, I just need to go to bed. You wonder why you don't feel good the next day. So this is my call to action. Get off your phone and go to bed. Go to bed. The body needs rest. You know something that's interesting? There's a HGH, human growth hormone, which people take, like steroids, you know, people take that. That's, you know, naturally produced in your body in two instances in life. People take extra of it to, you know, have better performance. But it's produced two times in your life. The first being after an intense workout, and the second being after you sleep well. When you sleep well, your body produces HGH, human growth hormone. You want that good, good stuff? Sleep. Sleep. How do we sleep? The body goes through what's called circadian rhythm. Okay, and so if there's anything that I can coach you guys in with sleep is find a consistent routine. routine. Your body craves routine. Try the best you can. I know you guys have responsibilities and kids, but try to go, the best you can, go to sleep around the same time each night. Wake up around the same time. When you do that, it's called your circadian rhythm. It helps with your hunger. It helps with your digestion. It helps with your body temperature, your mood, your fluid balance. Look at all these things. Other physiological important things as well. Sleep. Everybody say sleep. Sweet sleep. I want to read a scripture here about sleep that has helped me in times. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 24 says this, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet." Some of you are like, I try to go to sleep and I just lay there and stare. Well, here's a scripture for you, a promise that you can stand on. When you lie down, what? Your sleep will be sweet. Yeah, but I got all these things to think about and this to figure out. When I lie down, my sleep will be sweet. Something God has promised us. Okay? So everybody say, move. Eat. Rest. Three areas of commitments that you can make to take care of this physical. Let's go to that next one here. This is an important chart for you to understand when taking care of your body. The first one there, where it says in days, this is your journey in days of taking care of your physical, whether that's weight loss or health goals or whatever it is, getting stronger. A lot of times when you look at your process in days, it's hard to see the change that you make. You go to the gym one time, you eat healthy one day, you look at yourself in the mirror the next day and you look the exact same. There's some funny videos of a kid doing a workout and he's like, Do I look any different? And they're like, no. It's like, what am I doing this for? But that's how it is. You don't see change immediately. And a lot of times in the days, maybe you see some change in a week, and then it seems like you regressed or you didn't make progress. And then it goes up and down. Your process is like this. It is never like this in the days. But what happens is when you look at your process in months rather than days, you start to see a change. Wait a minute. 3 months ago, I couldn't bend down and touch my toe. I couldn't tie my shoe. Wait a minute. I couldn't get in my car without huffing and puffing. Wait a minute. I couldn't walk and do this. Wait a minute. You start to see some change in months. And then when you look at the change in years, you start looking back 5 years, 3 years. Wait a minute. Look at the change. I used to not even have these clothes. I couldn't even do this. I couldn't volunteer in this area. I couldn't go on this mission trip. I couldn't do X, Y, and Z with my grandkids. What? You see your process in years. And then when you look back in decades, look at the change that's made. This happens, the change in decades and years and months, it happens because you make daily decisions of discipline. Stop relying on motivation and make daily decisions of discipline. Let's go to that next one. Training. Everybody say training. This is a quote from Craig Rochelle. He said, "Training is doing what I can today to enable me to do more tomorrow." When I train my body, when I train in my movement, in my eating, in my sleeping, when I'm training those areas of life, what I'm doing is I'm committing today what God has for me so that I can do more tomorrow. Doing what I can today to enable me to do more tomorrow. Let's go to that last one here. Commit to training your physical. Everybody say physical. So that you can do what God has called you to do. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for every single person here. I thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life. And Father, I thank you that the words spoken tonight, the slides that we went through, the message that was spoken, Father, I thank you that it will cut deep into the heart of everyone here tonight. No matter what stage of life they're in with their health, no matter what the scale says, no matter how old they are, how young they are, Father, I thank you that we get a deep understanding of how you want us to take care and be a good steward of the body that you've given us. Father, I thank you that from tonight, we will step into the commitments that you have for us, doing what we need to do. Father, I thank you the Holy Spirit right now is speaking to some people. Maybe there's some foods that they need to eliminate. You've been trying to get a hold of them, but right now, Father, you're speaking to some hearts, showing them some things that they need to change in their life. Father, there's no condemnation in this. But Father, I thank you that we're stepping into your grace, your ability, so that we can do and be who you've called us to. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you guys didn't last week, Pastor Denise gave two resources on SMART goals and yearly goals that I highly recommend for you to get. And then if they throw that QR code up one more time, you can get the access to the cookbook. But if our prayer team would come on forward tonight, if you need prayer for anything after this service, if you would like to be saved, if you'd like to be filled with the Spirit, or there's just something in your life that you need prayer for, we've got our men here on my left, your right, our women on my right, your left. If you need anything, come on up to them, and they will pray with you. They're trained, and they will do that. Well, thank you guys so much for being here tonight. I believe that there's something, a nugget that you can take that'll bless you. Amen. Well, we will see you guys on Sunday morning.